Hey, are you okay, sweetie? Come here. What's going on? Okay. You feel confused about your gender. It's a subject I'm, well versed in from my own experience. You know I'm not a therapist, but you know I am your friend, and I love you so much, and I'm always here for you. Do you want to talk about it, or do you want to distract yourself? You want to talk. Okay. Come on. Come cuddle up with me. Yeah. Okay. I'm here. I am here for you. I'm gonna just give you a minute to talk. I'm not gonna, you know, try and start giving you advice before you talk. Okay. I understand. Okay. If you need a little longer to talk, just pause and keep going. I have struggled with my own gender. I am not saying this to detract from how you are feeling, simply to use as a preface for what I'm saying. Gender may not be real. I am a big believer that gender truly is a social construct. But you and your personal relation to gender and your personal issues with it are real. Gender may not be real, but your feelings are. You may identify with a label and know that that label is you, and still really struggle with it. Personally, I know I am genderless. But that doesn't stop me from waking up and going, oh God, what if I don't actually know? What if it's different? What if I'm actually a woman? What if I'm actually a man? What if I'm faking all of this? It's scary. And it feels like everything's crashing down because you feel like your own understanding of yourself as a person isn't valid or isn't good enough. But I promise you, it is. Whether you have one label that you feel really fits you, or you know how you feel and can't find a label that fits that, you are still you. I see you as a woman because you are a woman. Truly, I see you as a woman because you are a woman. Yeah. There is nothing that is too masculine about you. Nothing. I see you, and I see the way your blush comes over your cheeks. And I see your little squirm. And I see all the things that make you you. That don't make you a man or a woman. That make you yourself. And if yourself happens to be a woman, which it is, which you are, why would anything get in the way of my opinion of that? I see you. Regardless of your body, regardless of the length of your hair, regardless of how, quote unquote, out you are, I see you as a woman. Because you are a woman. And if at some point that doesn't feel like your truth, then I will do anything. I will call you any pronouns. I will call you whatever you like. Because I see you for who you are. Regardless of anyone's perception of gender, I see you for the wonderful woman you are. For the wonderful person you are. I don't expect you to believe me. God knows, no one can believe anything nice about themselves. I'm not asking you to. I am saying what I see, which is a beautiful woman. A beautiful, beautiful human. A beautiful, beautiful soul. A beautiful mind. A beautiful whole person. Your gender is important. I am not trying to deny that. But what I am trying to say is that you are a wonderful person outside of your gender. And with it, you are beautiful. You are a stunning, stunning woman. I love everything about you. And what name you use will never change that. Gender dysphoria and body dysmorphia are very hard. Because you look into a mirror and you go, why can't anyone else see it? Why can no one else see who I so clearly see when I look in the mirror? But I am looking at you right now, and I see you. I see you for your faults, and I see you for your strengths. I see you as a woman. As a wonderful person, as a stunning creature, not a perfect housewife, not a frat boy, not a anything. I see you for the funny, intelligent person that you are. I enjoy the time we spend together. So, so much. You are so dear to me. And although we may not be dating, I love you. As a friend and as a person. And as a whole being. I love you, okay? You are beautiful. You are stunning. You are simply gorgeous. You're so cute and giggly and smart and sweet. You are so wonderful and quick. And witty and perfect. You know, every time I get a message from you, I smile. I think there's my best friend. I don't think there's my trans woman best friend. I don't think there's my woman best friend, even. I just think there's my best friend, who I would do anything for. Anything. You can stay for the night if you'd like. We can stay cuddled up in here. We can put on a comfort film if you want. I will make you your favourite food. Because I see you. And I love you. And I would do anything if I knew it would make you feel even just a little more comfy. Okay? Okay. Come here. Come on. You can snuggle into me. It's okay. I don't mind. Am I okay to stroke your hair? Okay. There we go. That's it. You are my wonderful friend. You are a wonderful woman. You are a wonderful person. And I value you and the time we spend together more than you could possibly imagine. Okay. I'm gonna go make you... What do you fancy? I knew it. Okay. If you need me, just call. I'll be right up. I'll leave dinner cooking. Pick a film. I don't care if we've seen it 100,000,000 times. Pick something that will make you feel okay. And I'll sit with you until you do or don't feel okay. I'll sit with you until you want me gone. Okay. Snuggle up, keep warm.